Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and happy Friday. Welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you caught up before the weekend with all the news you should know about. Today, we'll get to know Pennsylvania's 2026 Trail of the Year. And if state employees are talking with artificial intelligence, those conversations will probably remain shielded from the public. It's Friday, February 20th. Let's get you up to date. First, though, we need to talk about bird flu. State agriculture officials are trying to stem a spike in avian flu cases among Pennsylvania poultry flocks. Julie Grant reports for WVIA.
Pennsylvania this week announced a coordinated effort with experts from Penn State Extension, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and other agencies to expand testing and mitigate the spread of avian flu. Pennsylvania has lost around 14 million birds to the virus since 2022. Half of those, more than 7 million, have died in recent weeks. State Agriculture Secretary Russell Redding says the devastation is unprecedented.
The number of flocks, the number of birds, the frequency, the pace at which they're coming several overnight, it just keeps growing.
Redding says wild geese brought the infection, and it's affecting at least 17 flocks in the state, from backyard birds to large commercial operations with over a million. Most are in Lancaster County. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.
Now let's take a little bit of a hike. A 62-mile trail through Lycoming and Tioga counties is Pennsylvania's 2026 Trail of the Year. The Pine Creek Rail Trail stretches from Jersey Shore to Wellsboro. WVIA's Kat Bolas has more on the trail's latest honor.
The rail trail traces a corridor along Pine Creek Gorge. It was first used by the Iroquois Nation and later developed as a railroad. Rail service ended in 1988. For its third act, the path was transformed into a hard-packed stone trail along the gorge, which is known as the Grand Canyon of Pennsylvania. Tioga County commissioners nominated the trail for the state honor.
And there's just people working at this for a long time. So it's great to see these projects get over the finish line and at the end of the day get recognized for it.
That's Commissioner Shane Nickerson. Cindy Adams-Dunn is Secretary of Pennsylvania's Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. In October, she and other state and local officials celebrated completing the trail's last 3 miles into Wellsboro. That closed another trail gap in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania has over 14,000 miles of trails. The Pennsylvania Trails Advisory Committee designates Trail of the Year. I'm Kat Bolas, WVIA News.
Thanks, Kat. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
The work we do is only possible thanks to your support. I'm Lydia McFarlane, healthcare reporter for WVIA News. We're proud to bring you the best news and information out there. Go to wvia.org/news to see for yourself.
Welcome back. So if you've ever had a conversation with artificial intelligence, state employees probably have too. But many state employees' conversations will likely remain shielded from public view, following a ruling this month from Pennsylvania's Open Records Agency. As Jackson White reports for WVIA, the decision comes as Governor Josh Shapiro's office embraces AI in its day-to-day work.
WITF requested ChatGPT logs from more than 24 state agencies last year under the Right to Know law. But Shapiro's office denied the request, arguing the chats were internal notes. When WITF appealed, the Independent Office of Open Records largely agreed with the Shapiro administration. Transparency advocates like Philip Hensley Robin at Common Cause Pennsylvania warned the decision exposes a gap in Pennsylvania law and could limit accountability as agencies adopt AI tools.
For the public to be fully on board and to have confidence in these initiatives, you know, would really benefit from increased transparency about how they're being used and if the safeguards that the administration has put in place are actually being followed.
The Shapiro administration has been piloting a secure version of ChatGPT with hundreds of employees, saying it saves time and boosts productivity. Officials maintain that any content generated with AI must be reviewed by a human, and if it's publicly facing, then it should be clearly disclosed as AI influenced. In Harrisburg, I'm Jackson White.
Thanks to Jackson White for that story. All right, one last thing for you today. It's time for the latest Community Connection with WBIA's Lisa Mazzarella.
It's not often you meet someone like Patricia Rogers, founder of Patty's Wagon Tails Senior Sanctuary in Tunkhannock in Wyoming County, where senior dogs are paired with senior citizens, and a new life begins for both. Patricia Rogers takes the story from here.
Patty's Wagon Tails Senior Sanctuary all started as a result of pretty much losing my sister a few years ago. Once you lose a sister with Down syndrome, dependent on insulin, became wheelchair bound, and then she's gone and you have that void in your life, what are you going to do with it? We were in New Jersey fostering seniors for other rescues. We needed to be a safe haven for as many dogs as possible. It was bigger than just taking in a few. We needed to take in more. Because we had the love for animals anyway, we had a few animals of our own, and we've had them seniors, watching them age. We said, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to look for property in Pennsylvania. We love the mountains. We love where my son was in school. And we were like, almost like the three bears. That one's too small. That one's too big. This one's just right. And the house. It was the perfect location, and we made it even more perfect for the dogs that were seniors. No carpeting allowed, one floor, and not multiple steps. And we applied and became a nonprofit and announced it. Word got out what we were doing. There's so many senior dogs that are surrendered because of ailments. And the last place they belong is in a shelter. They belong in a retirement home. And so we're their retirement home. Then, of course, there's the senior citizens that are always looking for the pets, and nothing better than a retiree with a retiree, right?
But you have to find the right match. And how does that happen?
Lots of conversations with the senior citizens. I do not pass any dog off without knowing them inside and out. That can take about a month. Also, I do not allow a dog to leave without full blood work. I mean, I want to know everything health-wise for the dog. I'm never going to send a dog off without knowing their blood work is good, what medications they need. So really the only thing that would need to be done in the foster home is probably the annuals, unless they get sick. But I'm always there to help if they get sick. We've got everything on hand to handle an emergency.
Naturally, if they are an elderly dog, they're going to be taking it to the vet, or maybe the dog might develop something different. And that's quite an expense, veterinary bills and so forth. So how does that work?
We cover all medical.
How does that work?
We apply for grants. We look for donors. Word gets out. We do have our monthly donations, and we make it work with our own paychecks, too. We are very proud that we can afford this.
Tell me the reason why you thought it was important to house the senior dogs. What was the rationale behind all of that?
You see that nobody wants the senior dogs. They're the last adopted, usually the first euthanized at shelters for space. And I think they should retire with dignity. I'm involved with all the shelters now. They call us if we have space. And I love that I can be there for the owners who sadly have to give up their pets, but they want to make sure their dog is okay. So one person's sadness becomes somebody else's happiness.
Special thanks to Patricia Rogers, founder of Patty's Wagon Tails Senior Sanctuary in Tunkhannock in Wyoming County. Hear the full story on our podcast, wvia.org/community. For Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.
So, how are we feeling? All caught up and ready for the weekend? Find more stories to get you through at WBIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for listening this week. We're back on Monday, so make sure you subscribe and tune in wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll catch you next week, right here on Up to Date.